I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast. Still in the National League, John. Didn't get promoted.
In the National League. Although we went up a spot, I think, didn't we?
Oh, did we? I don't know.
Didn't we go up from 15th to 14th?
Why was that? Just
on the old points per game, isn't it?
Ah, the old PPG.
PPG. I thought we went up a spot, but I might be wrong.
Have you been affected by PPG? It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, start getting new phone calls.
Notts County will be like, yes, I have. Yeah.
But yeah, we're back. Look, quite simply, too much has happened over the last few weeks. And we felt you, that the dear listener, were sort of stranded and marooned, desperately needing some National League conversation. So we broke the glass on an emergency podcast.
It's like a letter, John, isn't it? You know, we like the newsletter. What this is like, we're off now travelling during the summer on lockdown still. And when I went, did a bit of travelling and was away from my mum and dad for a while, I'd send them the odd postcard
just to let them know I was alive. Yeah.
And that's what this is. It's a little postcard, John. Hey, John, actually, that's a good way for us to, what a nice way for us to, instead of a postcard, a podcast, it's a postcard, a National League postcard.
A podcard.
A podcard, John.
Is that a new
Another
one?
Another invention by us.
I don't really know what it is, but this is it.
Gee whiz, it's good, isn't it? It really is good.
The good news is we may have been away for a while, but we've been keeping up with development. And obviously this podcast is now behind closed doors. But we have got two options available for you. You can listen to it to sort of au naturel as it was, or you can listen to it with canned laughter sound effects as well. A little bit of that going on behind it. You have to just press your red button if you want the if you want the alternative.
Will we be having a completely pointless drinks break after 20 minutes?
I've not really worked that out.
Utterly pointless after 20 minutes. Just everyone, all right, John? Yeah, all right, John? Yeah. Ooh. Playing football? Yeah, playing football. Okay, off we go again.
Quiet, isn't it?
Quiet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what we're talking about. What sort of? I mean, people are saying,
what is this football they're showing, John?
People are saying the football is back, but it's not. It's been cancelled. Barrow are champions. They settled it in points per game. I can only assume they're talking about some sort of hipster league that everyone's watching. You know, keep themselves interested.
It is. It's obviously a lower league than us, John, because there's no one in the stadiums watching it.
Yeah.
There's no one. When we go football, there's 2,000 or 3,000 people watching sometimes, and this football hasn't got anyone watching it. So I don't know what it is they're showing. But
although, as you said the other night, quite rightly on Twitter, Marcin Tyler must be well used to commentating in a stadium with no noise.
It's a lovely joke, lovely joke, isn't it? Just to keep saying that all the time. You can say that about any other team, can't you? Just no fans, absolutely nothing. It's nice to speak to you, John. You've been cycling, haven't you, John? You're on the old Strava, like me.
I have. I've got bang into it. I didn't think I would at first. I thought I'd just cycle out onto London's roads and immediately sort of go under a lorry.
Yeah.
And I did nearly go under a lorry on week one. But apart from that, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I just think you have to think everyone is a...
Yeah. Yes, no, you do. You absolutely have to. That's and every you car to, you cycle yeah. past, the door's going to open. I've had that on me as well.
Don't trust one indicator. Don't trust anything.
I mean, for the interest of balance, I've seen plenty of moronic cyclists as well.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Don't help.
A lot of terrible ones. I went 40 miles an hour on my bike the other day, John.
Bloody hell.
I know. I was going downhill. Got a lovely sun on Father's Day. I went for a little bike ride and I'm getting right back into it. I'm absolutely loving it, John. Now, the advice I gave you was good, wasn't it, John? Shorts, padded shorts.
Yeah, I've got the padded shorts.
I know you'll feel silly wearing them, but it's fine. Next
step. You do feel slightly like you're wearing a nappy.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. Yeah, it is a bit like that. Next step is a bib shorts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not quite at bib shorts yet.
Yeah, bib shorts is the next step. But the main thing to buy, and I've told you this, and you don't believe me, and no one believes me when you say this, but honestly, it changes your life. Buy some what they call chamois cream, which is bum cream.
Chamois cream.
For the bit, for what I call Newton and Abbott, which is the bit between the sea and the moors. Newton Abbott, which is for your perineum. Newton Abbott being the perineum, the perineum of South Devon.
If you're going to get scientific about it.
Yeah, right. But honestly, the best one is called Arsos, A-S-S-O-S, like Ars, S-O-S.
Oh, yeah?
It's a bit, naming-wise, it's a bit like, what's the, Vagisil.
Oh, okay.
My Vagisil. But yeah, so Arsos, Ars, S-O-S, and it is, John, I don't know what they put in it, but honestly...
Well, I mean, that is something I'm going to have to look into. I've had a few cycling-related disasters involving that. But the biggest disaster, though, was I went out the other week, got a puncture, first time getting puncture in many, many years, rode the bike very gingerly home, got home, brought it in through the back doors, crashed into the chimney, broke the chimney. It was the worst hour of my life.
Well, it's one of the most middle-class complaints I've heard in my life.
But do you know what, though? Mended it.
No, John.
Mended the chimney.
Hobbycraft, was it?
It all started from that. I would never have had the confidence to do it before.
This is the thing, John. On that journey, we all learn. When you go on a journey, you learn about your life, don't you? And on that little trip out, we broke something, we fixed it, and then the world ended. But the trip gave us the skills to get through the world ending.
Never look back. I've been getting into my cycling and you've been getting into your veg, haven't you? The bin potatoes.
Only bin potatoes, John. That's all I grow.
Okay.
There's two things I've been doing on lockdown and you can see them on my Instagram, Charlie Baker Comedian. Mainly bin potatoes. That's a once a week thing.
Yeah.
Bin pots. It's a once a week update. Hashtag bin pots.
It's probably pointless doing it any more frequent than that, isn't it? Really?
You know, I like to just keep the fans wanting more. That gets about 18 to 19 likes a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, really pushing up. And what I've started doing daily now is because I sit with my daughter while she paints and draws. And I thought, I'm sitting here doing nothing. I'll do some paintings and put my art out there, John. So what I do now is I choose a different sort of bird every day. And I paint that bird, and that's Baker.
Yeah, they've got quite a sort of surrealist quality to them.
The Baker paints birds, John, and I'm not claiming to be the best painter in the world, John, but I enjoy it, so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and, that's the main thing.
As I say, better than no painting, isn't it? Any painting's better than no painting. So yeah, a few birds on there, isn't there? On there, John. Some quite childish. Some come out okay.
I think there's a sort of Picasso element to them. They're quite sort of cubey and surrealist. Yeah.
They're not from memory, by the way.
No.
I do look at a picture and try and paint the picture. They're never anything like the picture. The vulture, if you look, the first one, if you find that, it's so good. It's like spot on. I was like, I am brilliant at this. I am like, I've found it. And they have got progressively worse.
It's not one of those things that you just, the more you do, the better you get.
No, no.
Actually, the more you do, the worse you get.
Because I don't have any actual skill at it, John. It's pure luck if it's any good on
it. Oh, yeah, the vulture's excellent.
Isn't it, John?
You should just stop there.
Well, can you see?
One and out.
Can you see what gave me the false confidence?
Yeah. But then, like, you know, for example, so the...
Have a look at the house sparrow, John. The house sparrow is weak.
The house sparrow is not bad, actually. I think the chicks are the slightly ones that I thought looked like a bit of a Picasso.
You say that, right? And then my friend Spencer Jones has said the chicks are the best ones. So, look, there's something for everyone in paints birds. And if anything, it should give you all the confidence to go out and paint your own birds. The barn owl today is a bit not good. The barn owl. Slightly crumpled face, the barn owl. I've done. I don't know. What do I do? If I don't think it's any good, not put it out? No. You put it out because it's basically because people are waiting for it.
Well, from barn owls to Barnet.
Yes. Let's talk about the National League, John, shall we?
Shall we work out what's coming up?
What's coming up in the podcast, John?
So we'll have a bit of a National League catch up, ups and downs, champions, relegated, promoted, a couple of transfers. I think we're going to speak to, obviously, Barrow were crowned champions of the National League.
Yeah,
points per game.
I suppose that's all right, innit? We'll think about it. We'll talk about that later on, but, you know.
But we are going to have a catch-up with Madeira Trike Tours.
Oh, yes, of course.
I think, who were obviously delighted at the news, main sponsors.
I wonder if they'll keep the sponsorship going.
Well, I mean, I thought they would now, back in the EFL.
We'll find out.
At the big time.
Oh, yeah. Except you can't go to Madeira, of course. Probably been an absolute disaster for them.
No, of course. obviously, some sad news about a national obsession icon over the last week. So we'll reflect on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to speak to someone from one of the teams who got promoted.
We are National League.
King's Lynn.
King's Lynn. We've got a representative of King's Lynn coming on.
We've got someone from up there who's going to come on and tell us all about King's Lynn.
Were they in National League North, John? Were they?
Well, they were. Yeah. Now they're in the big time. Now they're in the National League.
Wowee.
And we're going to reflect, of course, on Jamie Reid. Going to Mansfield Town, dropping down a level. It's a bit weird.
I can't believe it, can you, John? It's like, I feel like he's been hoodwinked into it. Like, what colour do you wear? Will you wear yellow and blue? Yep, I will. Yep, okay. Anyway, John, come on then, give us some news.
Well, National League news are plenty, really. I mean, I suppose we should start by reflecting on the fact that, Barrow were confirmed as the champs.
Yes, well done.
Game
well as, done to Barrow.
Team Gerber's champions in the National League. Which is, a bit of a shame, as you say. But in better news, Stevenage came down from League Two, so that's
amazing.
All good. It is all a bit of a mess, but I'm always up for anything that involves Stevenage coming off worse. I'm not a biggest fan.
Country mile as well, didn't they? Macclesfield lost loads of points, and they were still last.
Yeah.
So you go,
that's
you
really
go,
rubbish,
that is
it?
Really bad. So yeah. But also, that's an away day. It's a doable away day, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I've been there once and we drew 0-0.
Lewis Hamilton.
Jack
Wilshere.
Is he from Stevenage? It's a really soulless place.
Anyone else?
Kevin Phillips, the former Sunderland striker. Ian Poulter. Golfer.
There we go. Poulter. Yeah. Good one. So nicely, I'll tell you what, it's a sort of another little Woking sort of rivalry for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
we got previous.
Utterly pointless, but a bit of previous. So, good fun.
Stevenage, the playoffs in the National League were confirmed as Harrogate, Notts County, Yeovil, Boreham Wood, Halifax, and Stockport. Boreham Wood somehow snuck in there. Not quite sure how that happened.
How have we not come? Oh, I suppose we didn't finish. We had games in hand and everything, did we? I was so annoyed.
Yeah. But Gary did say, you know, we could have won 9 of our last 12 and we could have got in the playoffs.
Yeah, I love that.
But I'm not sure I agree with him particularly. That seems to be asking a lot to win 9 of the last game.
I like that. That's how Gary thinks. Because I genuinely believe that he thought that, well, we could have won that. Like,
but when Stockport got in there, God, there's some rubbish teams in those playoffs.
Oh, Notts County will win that one, though, John. That'll be so annoying.
I think so. Although Yeovil.
Oh, I hope Yeovil do it. Do you know what? I hope Yeovil do it. So who's come up then, John? Who's come up?
So coming up, I mean, they've still got to sort out the National League North and South playoff. So it's all still a little bit up in the air.
Yeah.
Exactly what's going to go on with that. But at the moment, King's Lynn were champions of the National League North, Wealdstone champions of the South. A few little National League news, just little bits and pieces just to round us off. Speaking of Ebbsfleet, I don't know if you saw that they've appointed a new manager, Dennis Kutrieb, the unknown German manager. So they've gone German. It's probably best that Dame Vera wasn't around for that one.
May she rest in peace. More on that later on. Who is he?
Dennis Kutrieb, 40-year-old young German manager. His last team, he led Tennis Borussia Berlin to the top of the fifth tier. Question is, can he translate his skills to football? He's got a tennis, he's got the Berlin tennis team promoted.
He's done very well with them.
How's he going to do in the football? Is he going to be confused by the fact the referee isn't sitting in a big chair on the halfway line?
Do you think Ebbsfleet go for European managers because they can get them on the train pretty easy?
He probably commutes.
Just commute.
Yeah.
Brussels. The Brussels manager.
And a little bit of transfer news as well. Eastleigh have been leading the way with the early transfer move so far. Made a couple of signings this week, including Abdoulaye Baggy.
Oh, very nice, John. Oh, right, right up our street.
One for the madness.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. I used to sing that all the time. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling there and eating dirt. I used to think it was a really good little rhyming couplet, that.
Mm.
Well, I wonder, so when will Torquay start signing players, John, do you think?
Well, I don't know, because Gary said today, mid-September, start a new season. So I don't know. It's a little, I guess he's probably not going to rush, is he?
No. Well, do you think Armani Little will be fit?
I've seen on Instagram he's been getting into the old Herbalife, the old pyramid scheme.
When will people learn? The only way, there's a documentary on it, the only way people make money is they talk other people into being Herbalife people.
Yeah.
The actual stuff is like fine, isn't it? But it's like, oh God, it drives me mad, the Herbalife thing.
Yeah, he's big into it. Asa Hall's on it as well.
Oh,
surprisingly gullible, Asa Hall. Yeah.
I wonder if they'll all have, like, next season sponsored by Herbalife. We won't get a look in, John. Player sponsors. We're not going to get a look in.
When we get promoted and Gary Johnson says, it's all down to Herbalife, really.
Yeah. Thanks to the guys at Herbalife.
It'd be like us on Zoom all over again.
Zoom, John. Oh, God. What a miss. What a miss with Zoom. Imagine if you were Skype, though, John. You'd be furious, wouldn't you? You've got a 10-year lead up, a 10-year run in to this being exactly the right conditions for you. And then Zoom comes in. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Is that all the news, John?
That's it. That's all I've got.
That's the news. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hola. Madeira Tractors, hello.
Hi, it's John here from the National Obsession. How are you?
Who?
John from the National Obsession podcast. I think we spoke before. No. I'll give you it's a few months back.
No. I know. Is it the Football League Obsession?
No, the National Obsession.
I hate the National League.
Okay, well, I mean, I can understand because Madeira Tractors, as we know. Big
Do you want to hire a trike or no?
No, I don't want to hire. I don't want to hire.
Then
a
why
trike.
You fucking wasting my time?
No. I mean, look, you can't be busy at the moment. Madeira's closed.
I'm very busy.
I wanted to ask you about because obviously you're a big Barrow fan.
Madeira closed. We don't have the corona. If anybody tells you we have the corona, we don't have the corona. Come over, hire a trike. We disinfect all three wheels.
Three?
On the trike.
Oh no, they are three wheels, aren't they? Yeah, you're right.
Do you not even know what a fucking trike is?
I was thinking of a quad bike.
No, you fucking... Trikes.
Trikes. It's in the
quad. Don't
name,
talk to me about three. Quad. Madeira quad tours. Those fucking pricks. Don't bring them up. There's four wheels.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Look, Madeira trike tours. Big sponsors, big fans of Barrow. Never
we
really
love won. The Barrow FC. Champions! Champions! Ole, ole, ole!
I never really worked out why you liked Barrow so much. I don't think we
love it so much. Have you been there? It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is, but anyway, as you say, Barrow champions. I wanted to see how you've been celebrating. I imagine lots of port was drunk.
A lot of port. A lot of. Have you been to beautiful Madeira? We eat cake. We drink Madeira and wine. It's so beautiful. And then we get on our trikes go for a ride. Ride just around the whole of Madeira.
Presumably
drinking
not after water, drinking.
Eating cake as we go. Just showing off our trikes, pulling up on the front one wheel, onto the back two wheels. Not wearing any helmets, because you don't have to. It's the law on a trike. You don't have to wear a helmet. So we're pulling up a wheelies on the back two wheels, because it's three wheels, not like them quad bike.
It doesn't sound very safe.
No, it's super safe.
To be drinking port and then get on a quad super, bike, a trike.
Well, okay, we got no trikes at the moment, and because we crashed all these trikes into the Madeiran Sea. I wish I knew the name of the Madeiran Sea.
Oh no, is it the Med? Or is it the Med, Atlantic?
Yeah, one of the two. It's one of the blue ones.
So what was that? Was celebrating the title? Did it? You had a bit of an incident.
Having absolutely no fucking corona on Madeira, not one bit of it.
And you crashed.
And then we crashed it. It's difficult to crash a trike. They are so safe. Safe, known as the safest form of. I can't think of the word of.
Three-wheel transport, isn't it?
Exactly. Not like the Reliant Robin, death trap. Quad bike, death trap. Bicycles, death trap. Two-wheel bikes, death trap. Cars, death trap. All these things are death trap. Trikes, very, very safe. No helmet required.
Madeira is in the North Atlantic. You knew that, of course. But
in the North Atlantic, near North Portugal. Atlantic,
yeah. And that's where the trikes are, down in the David.
They are now in the... But no, we have not had a booking in 12 weeks. No one has been coming from Barrow.
But I was going to say, presumably, that was going to be my next question. You could bring the Barrow team over as a bit of a celebration.
Well, that was what we were going to do when we won the championship.
Won the what?
But okay, but the guys, when they win the league, the football, they're in the Premier League now. Yeah, go Barrow in the Premier League.
I think it's League Two.
Premier League football. Liverpool, we coming for you. Man United, we coming for you. Bolton Wanderers, we coming for you. Sheffield United, we coming for you. Notts County, we coming for you. All the big Premier League sides.
Maybe you've not seen any football in 20 years. But look, if presumably if Barrow do get to the
Premier
League.
I don't watch football. I watch trike racing. Have you seen trike racing? It's the safest form of motorsport.
If Barrow did get to the Premier League, they could sign Cristiano Ronaldo. Of course, Madeira's favourite son.
Don't mention that.
Oh, no.
He does not ride trikes. He likes quad bikes. That is it. I'm going. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession with Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. Now, Charlie, we had a little bit of sad news.
Very sad news. One of the National Obsession regular guests.
Yeah. And
legend of this country and national treasure. Huge Dover fan.
Yeah.
John. What's her name? Vera Lynn.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Dame Vera Lynn. That wasn't very respectful of me then, John.
Very respectful.
I forgot her name. I forgot who I was talking about.
Sadly passed away, aged 103. Rumours that she'd heard about Barrows being awarded a championship on points.
Too much for her, John. Just had too much for her.
No fight left in her.
Too much for her. You know, we all know how much she hated Barrow.
Yeah.
And then winning the league was just too much for her. In fact, in one of her songs, she sings, "There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover." Now, of course, we do know that that is code for bluebirds are over. They are finished. She hates the bluebirds. She hates Barrow FC.
It's code for Barrow, I think.
That's what it is, John.
Bluebirds over.
Bluebirds over. And, you know, she just couldn't take it anymore. But 103, John, a good life and did a lot of good things during the war. And then went on about it quite a lot.
Went on about it.
Sounds too disrespectful to me, John. I don't know why you're saying all these things. But I'd like to, John, you know, I'm a very respectful trumpet player. I'd like to play We'll Meet Again for you now.
Okay, I'll love it. Oh, that'd be a real treat.
Thank you. very respectful, isn't it, John? Everybody. I've lost the music now. I'm picking it out now, John. I don't know if you can tell. What happened was I lost the music halfway through, so I'm just having to just pick it out now, playing it by ear. I'm untrained. Okay.
I think what that tribute has quite superbly proved is just how difficult
the trumpet is.
How difficult we'll meet again was to perform.
Got a lot of respect for the guy in the Barmy Army.
Yes. It was very Barmy Army, wasn't it?
Very Barmy Army, wasn't it? Very Barmy Army. There we are. All joking aside, may she rest in peace, John.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, as we mentioned earlier, one of the teams promoted into the National League from the National League North went up as champions, Kings Lynn Town.
Oh, yeah.
A pretty unexplored part of the country as far as football goes.
Come on, you Linnets!
So we thought, as you can probably hear on the line now, we'd get a representative from Kings Lynn to tell us a bit more about the area, what we can expect, and it's Lynn King.
Hello there, it's Lynn King here. Lynn King, come on you Linnets!
Hello Lynn.
Hello there.
So tell us a bit more about yourself, what you're a big Kings Lynn town fan.
I love Kings Lynn, my name's Lynn King and you can find me on LinkedIn. I don't know what's funny about that, but yeah, okay, we'll have a laugh. Shall we just have a spoonful? Ha! Yeah, so, Lynn so King
more,
here. Hello, Lynn King here. Hello.
Lynn.
Hello there.
Tell us a bit more about the area around Kings Lynn. What can we expect?
We've got a beautiful, there's a football team here.
Yeah.
Called the Linnets.
Yeah.
Girl, that's Kings Lynn for you. And my name's Lynn King. I've never done an interview before. And did you find me on LinkedIn?
We did find you on LinkedIn.
We're a seaport in a market town. And we're 98 miles north of London. We're 36 miles northeast of Peterborough. We're basically absolutely fucking miles from anywhere, John.
But one thing that I know...
And the thing is, no one has ever been here.
Yes. I was going to say, it's very hard to get to.
No, no one's ever been here, John. That's one of the things about terrible for the tourism industry, because it's just no one's been here ever. So, yeah, we've got some statues up. A couple of them look like them racist fellas.
Got a bit of Irish in you, have you, Lynn?
Just a couple of there. We're in Norfolk, we're Kings Lynn, and my name's LinkedIn. What's your name, John? Lynn King.
The other thing I know about Norfolk is it's very flat, so we should be able to see the grounds, you know, for miles, not hard to spot.
Very flat, John. You can see the ground. One of the things about Kings Lynn, the Linnets, come on you Linnets, is you can see the ground from several thousand miles away.
Yes.
It's so flat. So flat, John.
Obviously, you've got a nickname like the Linnets. Have you got any other slogans around
the
club?
Come on, you Linnets. Yeah. If people don't throw their rubbish away, John, we all go, come on, bid it for the Linnets. That's just one. We love turkeys. We love Bernard Matthews.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Can I get Coleman's mustard at the ground?
No.
Oh. And have you got any other slogans?
Yes, we do have a phrase, John. We do have a phrase. Do you know where we're from, John?
Norfolk.
Yes. And are we any good, John?
Probably not in terms of National
we
League.
We are, John. We're Norfolk and good.
Hey.
We are Norfolk and good. Okay, now, bye there, John. Cheerio. Now, see you again soon.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Talkie Corner.
Lino, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Cute to hear that.
John. Oh, lovely, isn't it? Sweary guy. I wonder if he's still alive, John. Wonder if he's on furlough or...
The old COVID's got him.
The old COVID's got him. Bastard. You bastard COVID. Bloody hell! What did I hear? I was listening to something the other day, and it was someone said, "Well, bloody hell!" on it, and it was a right. And I said,
"You're back on the pop side. You're there."
Pop side. Bloody hell, Hilly.
But the big news from Playmore.
Sad news, John.
Is focus of episode 100.
Focus on.
Focus on. Jamie Reid has. Well, we knew he was leaving, and has joined Mansfield Town.
Pretty sad, wasn't it? Reedy, John. I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move. It is a good move for him. It's in the league. They are a team that want to play good football. They are a team that want to go for it, aren't they? I see they signed another striker as well, didn't they?
Yeah, Jordan Bowery.
Yeah, so they're obviously going for it, aren't they? They're obviously
they seem to do it every summer. They spend quite big and then massively underperform. But I hope for his sake he does really well. And
I
think from when we chatted to him, I think we both got the sense, although he didn't tell us where he was going because I doubt he knew. But I think we got the sense that he was moving out of Devon.
Yeah.
And
that's
probably good for him, I think.
Yeah, we didn't. We pretended we knew, didn't we, John?
Yeah.
We didn't know that he was, but we got the feeling he was leaving.
Yeah.
Well, we got the feeling he had his eyes on the prize, didn't we? His eyes on a bigger prize. And I think as it became more, I think if Torquay had gone up, it would have been an interesting choice for him. Whether or not he'd have stayed or not. And I think he may have. But I think the fact that we weren't going up, and he wants an established league side, and also it's a change for him, isn't it? It's a change. He must think, I've got to go away from this area and make a strong choice in my life. And I wish him, I really hope he does well, because he was so nice on that day.
Yeah.
That day did cause the end of the world. But other than that.
No, he really was. He really is a really lovely bloke. So you absolutely hope it works out. And the good thing is, he plays in yellow and blue. So
yellow and blue. Gonna have to have an away day.
Squint at those pictures of him signing, and it looks like he still plays for Torquay. So everything's good.
I think Mansfield will have to be our League Two team.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps on the podcast we'll do Reid Watch.
Yes.
Won't we? We'll do Reedy like Spring Watch. Reid Watch. Perfect, John. Reid Watch, like Spring Watch. Perfect already. Put that out on this so everyone knows that we've come up with that. So
we're doing it.
Because we are doing Reid Watch.
But the big thing is, I mean, like, he's moved. I know there'll be a bit of snobbishness, but he's moved to it's a nice part of the country, sort of Nottinghamshire. Sure.
Nice.
In the East Midlands, some lovely places. I mean, he won't live in Mansfield itself, I'm sure, if he's actually...
Well, if he's wise, John, the nearest Hobbycraft to Mansfield... is Chesterfield, because I'd Googled it. First thing I looked up.
Nice part of the country, Peak District on his doorsteps. Lovely up there. But obviously, the big draw, I can imagine, as he's a listener to the podcast.
Yeah, he knows the podcast.
Is the one and only Trail Services.
Of course, John.
Nottinghamshire's premier service station, a mere half an hour from Mansfield.
He'll probably go, he could go daily, John.
Yeah.
And could pop there for his morning coffee on his way to training every morning, if he wanted.
Yeah, pop back after training.
Non-league rail.
Get an energy drink.
Non-league rail just blank him though, John, because it'll blank him because it'd be like, you're not in the non-league anymore. You're not in the National League anymore. Dead to him.
I mean, I suppose the thing we better do is maybe give Trout a quick call.
Yeah. They probably need to know. They probably need to know that there's going to be increased footfall.
Increased footfall, Reed watchers, and Reed also, watch. You know, just quite simply, a friend of ours moved to the area. What eateries have you got? What can you recommend?
I think we need to give them a ring, John.
Let's give them a ring.
Okay. Also, we need to find out if they've updated. They've finally taken the EDC cafe off their off their options when you ring them.
Yeah.
Customer service manager speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hello there. Is this Trow Services?
It is, yes.
Yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. I just wondering if you were open at the moment. I've got a friend moving to the area. He'd probably be coming to your services most days, because he wants to get a coffee and that sort of stuff, obviously, on his way to work. Are you open 24 hours or?
Yeah, so at the minute, there's probably only about 2 units that are closed and the rest of us are open.
Okay.
And the forecourts and the Costa, as well as the WH Smith, actually, are 24 hours a day.
Oh, great.
So there is always something open.
Great. Is the EDC still there or?
It isn't, no.
All right.
That went about 4 years ago.
Oh, gosh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Quite a while.
Okay, good stuff. He's working in Mansfield as well. He's asked me, I'm sort of his PA. So how long would it take to get from Trowell to Mansfield? Any ideas at all, or is that not really within your remit?
I've been to Mansfield a few times. Whereabouts in Mansfield?
I think it's just on the outskirts of Mansfield he's working.
Okay, so straight up the motorway, so I think it's about 3 junctions.
Okay.
So to be 28, you'd come off.
All right.
Probably in the 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, oh, brilliant. That's great.
It's not too far.
Okay.
Obviously, depending on where he needs to go, it might be a little bit longer. But
yeah, sure.
20 minutes.
Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I always recommend Trowell because I absolutely love, I think it's the best services on the, thanks so much for being open during this time as well.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you very much for your kind words.
No worries. Thank you. Cheers then. Cheers. Bye now. Bye. Bye. As always, John.
Super helpful. They're
very helpful, aren't they, John?
Aren't they just? I like to think they always just peps up their day. They can't get a lot of phone calls, can they?
Lovely little Trowell update for us all there, John.
Great news. Great news for Jamie Reid.
They don't. They never. They're always a bit cagey about the EDC, aren't they?
I didn't think it. I take umbrage with his.
I don't think it's
4 years ago.
I don't think it's 4 years ago.
No.
But also, John, they're always a bit cagey about. Nope. Aren't they?
It's like they pretend it never. The what?
The what? No. And they never say what they've replaced it with. Do they? They never go, oh no, we haven't got that anymore. We've got this.
A little bit weirded out by the fact that you're still asking about it.
And asking the way to Mansfield from but look, we found that out. Public service there, John, for when anyone goes up to when we do the National Obsession away day to Mansfield Town to go on Reed Watch,
which will be happening.
Reed Watch will be happening, John. Yep. It will be happening 100%. There we are. Is that it, John? Are we done?
That's all we've got.
That was the National Obsession. Thanks so much for listening. If you have listened, we'll be back again before September, I would have thought, John.
We'll do another sort of periodic update.
When we've got some more news, perhaps a few sign-ins, etc. Do stay safe, everybody. Send us a letter if you want. Get in touch on Twitter. Recommend us to your friends. Leave us a 5-star review and a nice review on iTunes. That always helps us, and we'll see you all very soon on the ice, John.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.